The Yukon Quest Trail can be a lonely, solitary route. And with the way this year's field spread out early, it was even more so. But rookie Kurt Pirano says that's how he likes to travel.
When I'm running a race, I like to just do my own thing and not be influenced by what other people do or say. You know, if I do bump into other people, no problem, but I will probably make an effort to try and adjust my schedule to break away.
Pirano hasn't spent much time near other teams. He did break trail with Dave Dalton on a run between Eagle and Dawson City after high winds and falling snow drifted in the trail.
And you do that when the time is right, but I'm not really one to travel in big groups.
Because he's running his team alone, he does find ways to pass the time.
I just work. I get my ski ball out or something like that, because I find if I just stand there, my eyes are open, but I'm not seeing what's in front of me. I'm just seeing weird things and thinking weird things, very, very random stuff. So I know when I really need to focus, I'll get my ski pole out and I'll work with the dogs.
He also plugs in his iPod every now and again.
It's random. I like the heavier stuff. So.
Heavier stuff like heavy metal?
And rock and, a bit of everything.
He and wife Fleur moved to the United States in 2007 and then to Alaska 2 years ago because Pirano wanted to start running his dogs for much longer distances. He's run 2 Iditarods. He's planning a third run to Nome this year. When he was back at the Circle checkpoint, he said he chose the Quest this year for a change of pace.
That's another trail to run with the dogs, really. I've never run up this part of the country, so why not?
And he's not the only rookie on his team. He says he's impressed with a 3-year-old dog named Croc.
But I got one young guy there we bred. This is his first race. And, I was a bit unsure. But he's happy and having fun. And he hasn't made a mistake yet. He's done a great job. So, that's rewarding.
But Croc and the rest of Pirano's team didn't seem to come together until the back half of the race. Veterinarians were impressed when his team came into CarMax, but he says that wasn't the case early on.
I left the start line with something missing, and, they were really lacking something for a long way into the race. And so I really kind of took a step back so I could try and regroup them and get them happy and get them working. And they were starting to kick into gear maybe 70 miles before Dawson. And in the last, 100 or so, they really starting to look nice and the attitudes are really good.
He thinks they may have had to work through some illness. Regardless, he says he was eager for his team to gain some experience on what he had heard was a challenging trail.
I'm not a big one, and it may go against me, but I'm not a big one for doing a lot of research into what's around every corner before a race, because I kind of feel it's there and you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. So I kind of go into, not totally blind, but some bits a bit blind. And I've learned a lot from it.
Pirano says his predominantly solo run has built his confidence.
I think the more you can expose yourself and your dogs to them, the better you're going to be around, because they get the confidence that they can work through it. You get the confidence that you can drive them through it. And next time you face it, I got the dogs that can deal with that.
And he says there will definitely be a next time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a good race.
With 5 teams in front and 5 teams behind, Kurt Pirano is likely to finish solo, right in the middle of the pack. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.